Can you talk us through how this eventuated, how that came in Port Adelaide colours from when your time finished at the Cats?
Yeah, came across as a delisted free agent, obviously. But in communications with my manager, had some good interest, which is nice, but kind of knew I needed to be delisted by the Cats for Port to be interested. So it really worked out well. I'm really excited to be across here, and I think I fit in nicely here.
Were there a few different clubs that were an option, were there?
There was a few, but everyone kind of shows interest to some extent, but you never know how interested they are, but Port showed really strong interest, and I feel like I'm across most lists, and I feel like there's a real good opportunity here to establish myself.
What is your fit, mate? What do you think you can offer the club?
Yeah, I think I'm a pretty versatile player, and I've spent a good 4 years in the system now, so I feel like I've really matured. I came from a non-AFL background before I got drafted to Geelong, so I'm still really fresh, and I feel like I've just been hitting my straps now at Geelong, so just finished that apprenticeship, I'd like to say, and just ready to go.
So why didn't you get your chance at Geelong?
Well, the 4 years I was at Geelong, we did make finals every year, and we were a top four team 3 of those 4 years, just finished minor premiers. And Tom Hawkins is a pretty handy player, and I don't think he missed a game through injury throughout that time. I feel like I play a very similar role to Tom, and thought I was versatile enough to play around him, but obviously at strong teams sometimes you can fall out of favour pretty quickly, or if you don't take an opportunity really quickly, that there's others there. But as I said, I feel like I've really developed my craft and ready to go.
You obviously got a lot of competition, the type of position that you play, no matter what club you go to. Yep. Here it's Charlie Dixon. How do you like that sort of challenge, knowing it's usually me or you on the training track type thing?
Yeah, well, as I just tried to say, I think I'm pretty versatile, and I like to think I can get into the middle of play ruck and as well, and I'm happy to play a supporting role to Charlie if that's what the team needs. I think what Charlie brings is, at his best, is one of the best key forwards. So, it'd be great to learn off him, and I think I've got traits that can stand up to his game as well. So, but I'd love to play alongside him as well.
Have you sat down with coaches or anything and outlined goals for 2020? How many games, etc.?
Not on games, but obviously I just want to get the respect off the coaches and the players around me. Feel like I've got a pretty good work ethic, and hopefully that holds me in good stead, and if I can get that trust early, and then hopefully perform off that.
Do you feel there's a good opportunity here, given that Port has lost Ryder and Frampton?
Yeah, that's every club. Even my time at Geelong, there was a lot of list changes. Like, it's just part of the business now, isn't it? And back at the Cats, there was about 50 players turned over in 5 years. So it's just part of the game now. It's musical chairs, and you've got to be performing and playing well to get a chance, and I reckon I can do that.
What are your initial impressions of the place? I imagine you haven't spent a whole lot of time
here. I reckon this is probably my third full day in Adelaide. I've played over here before, and you only get to really see the city. So the last couple of days, Sam Mays has shown me around, and realise how beautiful it is here, and it's a bit larger version of Geelong, and then being a country Queensland kid, it's probably the best city for me to come across, and I feel like I'll be really comfortable here.
What about teammates and coaches? Anyone left an impression on you early?
Oh, there's a lot of a lot of young guns who are all upbeat and got smiles on their faces, so I was pretty impressed by that, and but obviously Sam's taken me in the last couple of days, and off to Dan Houston's place, so both of them strike me as really good guys, and look forward to getting to know everyone else better.
Early today, Zach Butters had some words to say for you in front of the Premier. What did you say?
No, he must have got some intel of someone, but just had a bit of a dig in about my running bounces. It's not something of mine that I usually do, but that was a pretty funny incident last year, but the bouncing was all right, but what happened at the end of it was pretty ordinary. So,
when you had the Cats, what was your opinion of Port Adelaide Football Club?
Yeah, well, in Geelong, it's all the media and everything you read, and it's very Geelong, and outside of that, it's Victoria. So outside of that, you don't know too much about other clubs, really. But from what I did know, they were always competitive and could always beat the best teams. And they were always around that mark. And then if you look at the top-end talent here, it's well and truly good enough. And then with some young players and players in my position in that middle bracket, hopefully can take the next step. There's no reason why I think Port can be successful in the immediately.
Well, was it a 1 or 2 year deal that you signed with Port Adelaide?
Just the 1 year at the moment, mate. Yeah, so, you know, I'm pretty comfortable with that. You know, delisted free agent, you're not going to have too much wriggle room, but yeah, I'm more than confident to back myself in and show them what I've got.
Port have signed a few delisted free agents in the past few years. Does that sort of give you the confidence they're willing to give guys a second chance at sort of establishing themselves at a new club?
Yeah, I think everyone kind of goes in waves, and every club will do it, and you know, there's been great success for a lot of delisted free agents, you know, fresh scenery to really have an impact. You know, a couple that come to mind is Henderson at Hawthorn, Mitch Robinson who's gone to Brisbane. So just a few that have really changed the scenery, have turned their careers around and, you know, succeeded.
How was that chat, you know, with Geelong at the end of the season? Did you sort of get an inkling that you might have been delisted after not playing a senior game this year?
Yeah, I thought the writing was on the wall somewhat, you know, very much starved of opportunity, but so were a lot of us. We had hardly any injuries this year, and the common theme that, you know, Chris Scott said publicly was that we were enjoying the fact we didn't have injuries and we were having that continuity of the same team. So it did make it hard for us guys to get in, but, yeah.
Who called you from Port?
I don't deal with Port directly. You know, I like to pay my manager to do his job and get me a go. so yeah, they helped, and then obviously the player welfare guys, you know, were first point of contact really, and you know, you get across and you I spoke to Chris Davies and the physios and the conditioning staff, and you know, we had chats medical, and it went really well.
Have you had a chat with Ken yet? Or?
Yeah, and Ken's been great. So Once Port showed a bit of interest, you know, Ken was straight onto the phone to me and we had a good chat, and you know, he just kind of put his pitch forward of why he wants me across, and I really like what he had to say, so I'm pretty excited.
What's your sporting background?
Yeah, so I'm from country Queensland, so AFL's definitely not massive up there, and growing up I played pretty much every sport, but rugby league was my main sport, and I really wanted to play for the Brisbane Broncos and, you know, play in the State of Origin, come to Adelaide this year. So that was my goal all growing up. So, you know, I think that holds me in good stead coming across here. And yeah.
What age when you made the switch?
I was 16 when I first played or first picked up an AFL footy.
Why'd you change?
Originally, Larrikin mate wanted a day off school, and you know, he found a clause in there, we can get a day off school to go to the local tryout, so that's how it happened.
So, what position did you play in rugby league?
I was a second rower, yeah, so...
tall second rower.
Yeah, I was never really overly tall, and, you know, in my early teens I had a lot of growing pains and issues, so that really slowed me down and, you know, put the brakes on my rugby league career at the time, and that's probably why I ventured into having a crack at AFL, and I was pretty ordinary at that too at first, and you know, just really trying to get my body back to a normal standard and being able to run again.
So you feel you're still learning the game, obviously.
Was it, sorry?
You feel like you're still learning?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. You know, as I said, I haven't picked up a footy at 16, but you know, I had a really good relationship with Nigel Lappin back at the Cats, and his knowledge of the game is second to none, and I really feel like it's gonna hold me in good stead. What he's taught me over that time, and I feel like I can self-coach myself on a lot of things now. But I'm really excited to see what more I can add to my game over here in Port Adelaide with the coaches and players.
Is it learning the skills is one thing, but learning to read the game, is that something that you're still adapting to?
I feel like I got a fairly good read on the game. As I said, I played a lot of sports growing up, and just a sports fanatic, and played a lot of basketball and sports like that, where it's somewhat similar, you know, that spatial awareness and stuff. But probably the biggest thing to get used to coming across from rugby league as my main footy background was getting hit off the ball. That really frustrated me. And just lack of that awareness. But I mean, that changes. That was, 7 years ago now, so.
Do you get a lot of attention with the
name? Yeah, good and bad at times, yeah.
What's the background to that? Is there nationality or?
No, not heaps to tell you. My parents and grandparents haven't got anything for me. So if you guys found something, I'm more than interested to listen.
How'd you lose your teeth?
There's two missing actually. Yeah, so rugby league, no mouth guard, bang, headbutted my cousin actually, and. Lost it as about 11 or 12, and that grew over. And then another incident when I was a bit later. And once I got my teeth straightened and fixed, exposes this. And my girlfriend's going to be super mad that I don't have my dentures in because she's always on my back for it. So.
You have a mouth guard
in now, aren't you? Yeah, I've got my mouth guard in now, mate, for sure. Thanks, guys.